I knew the Seabrook family because Mr. Seabrook's sister came down from London and she worked with us in the wages allocation office at Sperry Gyroscope. And secondly, their daughter, Peggy, she was also there as well. And Peggy had a son.
Mm. Whereabouts was the shop?
In High Street, just below the cross. But previous to own his own butcher shop, Jack Seabrook was manager of Eastman's old shop, where Ron Lewis, the electrician, is now.
I know.
And my grandmother went there regular.
Mm. And you said there was a lot of butchers in Stroud at that time.
Definitely. Mm. There was two in Nelson Street, which was the Co-op, and Jack Powell's in Fars Lane. And Jack Powell's employed a lady by the name of Edna Nee. And when they finished there, that was bought over by Ron Lewis as a workshop. Now you come down further, you've got Butcher Day on the cross. And then Seabrook and Hughes, Pritchard's next door, which is either side of Swan Lane. And opposite there was the old Eastman's shop, which Jack Seabrook was the manager of. Come down further, you've got Bainbridge's. And also there was another butcher shop just down below Smith and Lee, the ironmonger. And then another one further down where the paper shop is today, where All Days are. Then there was another one belonging to Eastman's in Kendrick Street, in King Street. And then go along further and then you had Hales.
Mm.
Go down Gloucester Street, you had one down there. And then there was Kendrick Street, another branch of Eastman's, but they were run under different names.